Talk Live, 855-453. That's the telephone number, and you can call us at 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So it's another Sunday night. Pre-Talk Live's live, just like every Sunday night. I know you're not used to getting live content on the radio anymore. I know that talk radio has basically been bought by a couple of big companies. But Free Talk Live endeavors to bring you live content 7 days a week.
Even on Sunday after Mass.
We're not a bunch of sellouts either.
I'm not sure which Mass we're referring to, but yes.
Take your pick. Black Mass, Catholic Mass, it's fine.
As far as selling out goes, I don't have a problem with anybody who takes a paycheck to do a radio show. I have a problem with it gets consolidated into too few hands, and they kind of dictate what kind of shows are going to be done.
I heard a radio ad the other day. I won't mention who it was from or anything, but it was a talk show host endorsing a kooky product, and it was so funny because the product is designed to basically stimulate your bowels. And who doesn't want that, right? And it was coached in these terms of freedom, and it's going to change your life. And
I'm certain that there are some people that need their bowels freed.
Yeah, I never feel more relieved and free than after, you know, I do my business on the porcelain throne.
I think this show has gone into the toilet already. We should talk about our stories.
I say eat 5 prunes a day, and it will change your life.
No, I'm not about to try that.
Nothing wrong with prunes.
I like my life the way it is, Mark.
Okay.
So what do you got?
A little bit of reason for you.
Yeah.
From reason.com.
Thank you.
On their blog by a J.D. Toshile? I'm just giving it a shot.
Toshile.
Toshile? Okay.
I thought so.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Why are the likes of Senator Dianne Feinstein so supportive of wide-reaching national security surveillance, even as polls show a majority of Americans horrified by such intrusions?
Oh, well, just a guess, but maybe for the same reason they were supportive of the bailouts that most Americans opposed.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're in the pocket of the special interests.
I think that it's probably pockets of special interests, too. That's just my guess. But which special interests? At the risk of venturing into paranoid territory, says J.D. here, could it be that the NSA has gone all J. Edgar Hoover and compiled compromising information about officials who might otherwise be a bit less enthusiastic about snooping? That's what Jay Stanley, senior policy analyst at the American Civil Liberties Union, is wondering. He's some evidence to support his theory,
He's got some credibility, too. With the ACLU?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So here we go. This is quoting, the article is now quoting Stanley. Sometimes when I hear public officials speaking out in defense of NSA spying, I can't help thinking, even if just for a moment, what if the NSA has something on that person and that's why he or she is saying this? Now, this is something I've been saying since this NSA thing came out.
You have. And there's records of it at archives.freetalklive.com.
You can hear it. And this is my main concern, because I'm not that concerned if the NSA listens to my phone conversations. My phone conversations are simply not that interesting. And there's a lot of it, too, because I make telephone calls for Free Talk Live as advertising. And so you're going to have to hear a lot about advertising on Free Talk Live if you're the NSA. And that's boring.
Yes.
And by the way, the NSA supposedly isn't allowed, going back a decade here, they're allowed to capture all the conversations they want, that they're not listening until they're listening. So they don't need a warrant until they actually want to listen to the conversation. Does that make sense?
So they can archive your conversation and then go back to it later if they want to get you for something?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so, I knew that.
Yeah. So that's they're not actually listening. They're just recording,
right?
I suppose.
Right. Of course, their archive is in somewhat trouble right now, being that this is in Utah, and it's almost literally burning down, or at least the machinery inside and all the hard drives, they're just having all kinds of problems there.
I love the sound of that.
Me too.
But that doesn't change that the NSA has the ability to listen in. And I would say that they don't want the rest of our stuff, generally. What they're going to want is, A, people who are very likely to be terrorist types, and, B, people who are very likely to be powerful and influential. So judges, especially on the federal level, Congress critters, senators, you know, people in the high level of the executive branch.
Right.
Good. Let them focus on themselves. I mean, leave us alone.
Agreed.
Right.
But well, they don't. But they don't leave us alone because they use the power those people have.
That's true.
Assuming they do, right? Like assuming the NSA wants more funding, and they say, "Look, you're going to support more funding, and you're going to support what we do, or you're in trouble." And,
or we're going to show off that wiener pic that you sent to your lover.
Right. But yeah, that's the thing. It's not like these guys would use this kind of power to, like, say, even look at what their girlfriends do, right?
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Oh, wait, they do do that.
We talked about it a few weeks ago on the show.
Girlfriends and boyfriends, it's been done.
Whoa, okay.
So, yeah, it's happening all over, and I don't know what they're going to use that power for, but they're not going to do it as an agency either. If I was at the NSA, these individuals are spying on their boyfriends, girlfriends, and prospective dates and people they're interested in and that kind of thing. They're also spying on people that they can get something out of. There's blackmail going on, folks.
Sure.
I mean, I'm no fool. You shouldn't be either. So going on here with from Stanley's quote, of course it's natural. When people disagree with you, or at least briefly think, they couldn't possibly really believe that. There must be some outside power influencing them to take that position. Mostly, I do not believe anything like that is going on. But I can't be 100% sure. And therein lies the problem. By the way, I do believe something like that is going on. I believe that if you give people enough power and enough information, they will use that power and that information for their own devices.
Well, and clearly they have. Like I said, with their girlfriends. I mean, these aren't even people that in the global scheme of things aren't even important. I mean, why wouldn't they go the other, you know, the extra mile and just take a look at there? And then what could they do then? Sure.
And just imagine if you're in the NSA, like it's difficult when you're offered tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars for a piece of information. Yeah, you know, that would be pretty interesting. Who wants to buy that info? Do those people own enough people at the NSA? Because then the people at the NSA, they have, you know, they've got information on each other, and they've got to keep each other quiet, and it gets really sort of spy novel-y here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but that's the problem, is I'm trying to figure what's the end game. Say this is exactly what's going on, you know, and I think it's reasonable to assume that it is. I don't think that's crazy at all. But what, you know, like, to what purpose? To just make more money?
Money and power, yes. That is the end game.
But for who? Like,
I mean,
who
gets to,
you know, I mean, even like Keith Alexander, General Keith Alexander, who is, you know, he's been in charge of all these kerfuffles that have been going on recently. He's retiring in 2014. So I guess I'm wondering, I have a hard time believing. You know, I mean, I was in the military. I've actually encountered some generals, and I've never really felt that any of them were the megalomaniacal type. You know, they were certainly jerks, and they were definitely a little power hungry, or at least they liked to give orders, you know. But I never saw them as being that extreme to where, aha, I'm going to be the next Caesar. And
I don't think that's necessarily the case either. I don't know that it's going to be the chief of the NSA that wants to be the next Caesar. I'm not making that proposition.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, this doesn't seem like the kind of attitude that military officials would have.
Look, I'm just going to float something by.
Sure.
I'm not making this accusation that there are groups of people in this world that want to rule the world, people in this world that want more money and power. I just look.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to say Jews, I know you're not. I know you're not saying Jews.
I think of all ethnicities. Look, if you walk down the street and ask people if they'd want to rule the world, many of them would say yes. And I don't know what percentage, but I'm going to call it higher than 10. So you don't need, all you need to know is that a certain amount of people have money and power, and that they want more money and power, and the way to get more money and power is to control more people.
Sure, and to control information.
Power corrupts, too. Maybe some of these people wouldn't have had aspirations like that before they got into this job, but then, suddenly I can spy on my girlfriend. What else can I do?
You know, what if somebody offers them money? I mean, a la the Soviet Union.
Yep.
I don't know. This is the problem.
There's a whole world of possibilities.
Yeah, I'm still not sure who's in charge of all this.
Nor am I. 855 450. You're not going to get me to speculate, Brian. 855 450 free.
Ben. Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind this Sunday evening. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. Just want to make sure you know that it's a live show when I say it's Sunday evening, because it's just not that common in this world of talk radio. I'm afraid you get a lot of best ofs on the weekend.
That is true.
You get the best of us every day.
That's right. And while we're on the subject of the NSA, You might want to look into ProXPN. ProXPN, what it is, it's a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth through. Okay, so it's encrypted. It's telling you it's coming from somewhere else than where you actually are, all designed to trick, you know, bad actors, crackers, you know, as well as even the NSA.
So that's racist.
So, yeah, it goes after the people that are online trying to steal your identity and your money and all that stuff, too. But how does it stop the NSA? Explain it to me, because...
The encryption. It's 512-bit encryption, which is actually twice what the military standard grade is, which is 256.
But even if you access your online mail client, they still know it's you, right? I mean, if you're using...
Oh, sure. I mean, it's not going to encrypt like what you do on the with your mail, but say you were going online to purchase banned books or...
Some kind of contraband.
Some kind of contraband. This would protect you in that case. Contraband, I mean, like, you could be going to buy lawn darts, because, you know, those are illegal in this country. And so, so, you know, you wouldn't want the NSA to know that, because that's a registered lethal weapon.
I gotcha.
Anyway, so if you want to use that, again, it's going to encrypt your data going back and forth. You know, you definitely want to do your due diligence with... being anonymous, but this is a good start, and that's with ProXPN. Again, it's 512-bit encryption. They have apps for Mac, Windows, Linux, iOS, Android. You can encrypt your what you do on your phone. It's really, really amazing. And right now it's available $9.95 a month or $74.95 a year for this really incredible peace of mind insurance when you're going online with your data. But if you use the code FTL20, you get 20% off of that, which pretty much with the annual plan at $74.95 turns it into about $5 a month, which is incredible. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL20 and get that peace of mind.
There you go. I think it's well worth the money.
I definitely recommend it.
Back to the article here on whether or not the NSA is spying on other parts of the government. So this at this point, they're quoting an author, Stanley, from the his name's Jay Stanley, from the American Civil Liberties Union, and he's sort of positing a possibility here. He says, we can't be 100% sure, and therein lies the problem. The breadth of the NSA's newly revealed capabilities makes the emergence of such suspicions in our society inevitable. Especially given that, that's my suspicions, by the way, especially given that we are far, far away from having the kinds of oversight mechanisms in place that would provide ironclad assurance that these vast powers won't be abused. And that highlights the highly corrosive nature of allowing NSA such powers. Everyone has dark suspicions about their political opponents from time to time. And Americans, by the way, Brian, I do know two groups of people who are trying to take over the world.
Okay.
The Republicans and the Democrats.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Well, I think it's fair that they're one group, but go ahead.
Yeah. Fine. They have a bit of infighting that goes on in that group then.
They're the wrestlers, you know, in the back, the faces and the heels. They're just good buddies. And
I don't know whether I don't think I actually believe that. I think that they're,
really?
To some extent, after each other. But they agree on such horrifying things that I find them dangerous. One thing they do agree on, there should not be any competition to those two groups in the area of governance.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're one of the clear cases that somebody, maybe it's the NSA, is definitely calling some pretty important shots here and there, because whenever there's some big legislation that's got to get passed, they all agree.
Well, look, and if you ask a politician if the answer to any given problem is more laws, the answer is generally going to be yes.
True.
They don't fight over that.
Yeah.
Is this like the sign of an empire truly in decline?
I don't
that's
know.
Rolling down the hill, you know, towards the edge of the cliff or whatever.
I've read and read and read on this topic, because this is, you know, the sort of the pro liberty standpoint is that the United States is in decline. I think it is, but it took Rome hundreds of years to fall in its state of decline. And I don't know whether that would, you know, in today's world, whether that would proceed more quickly, more slowly. One thing you can be certain is if the whole world mounted a military invasion in the United States, every other country, 190, it depends on which map you
read,
but, 200 countries mounted an attack on the United States, they would lose.
they would lose. That is how militarized the U.S. is.
Yeah, I mean, it's the largest army. I mean, it doesn't, like, match up, per se, with Russia's numbers at 5 million men, but I think it's around 3 million, right?
I don't know what the... It doesn't really matter.
No.
If they're all being, put on the shores with shoulder floaties, it's not going to really do it.
Yeah.
They need the right
yeah.
equipment. And if IHS Janes, they took a military specialist, and I'm not exactly sure what IHS Janes is, but it's some sort of military organization that's high level, and those that know about the military know about this.
Yeah, they do all the documentation and specifications for military equipment.
They took a military specialist, and, he's like, yeah. absolutely. Wouldn't have a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah, I'd believe it.
So it just can't be done. Basically they'd have to get beyond the United States intelligence apparatus and manage to land in, like, Mexico or Canada, and then they might have the smallest of chance. But try to imagine for a second trying to mount an attack over the Canadian border. You can't get past the trees. So it's just trees. There's no driving anything across the Canadian border.
Well, that begs the question of why have such a huge military? It's not necessary.
Well, that's because you're not protecting this country.
Right.
You're controlling the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're protecting interests. And, actually, I'm really glad you're bringing this topic up, because the idea that, like, literally if every other country on the planet just suddenly said, okay, we're going to go to war with the United States, and that they would lose, what exactly are a lot of American citizens, as they call themselves, thinking in that they're going to raise arms against the government?
Oh, well, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. If the entire world couldn't beat this army, what exactly do they plan on?
I think that you would probably see a certain level of desertion amongst military individuals, but I don't know that it would be enough.
Right.
To
as long as you got enough to control drones, you'll be fine.
Right, you're pretty much, that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty much the drones. So, going on with the article here from Reason.com, everyone has dark suspicions about their political opponents from time to time, and Americans are highly distrustful of government in general. When there is any opening at all for members of the public to suspect that officials from the legislative judicial branches could be vulnerable to leverage from secretive agencies within the executive branch, and when those officials can even suspect that they might be subject to leverage, that's a serious problem for our democracy. I didn't use the term democracy. Please don't call in.
Yeah.
I understand you angry Republicans. that's the guy from the ACLU, and I think that he's right. It's a serious danger for either a democracy or a republic, because you no longer have the people controlling it. That's what those two terms mean.
Yeah, I think the NSA having to spy so much is the show of an empire in decline.
What do you think?
855-450-FREE. Give us your opinion on it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Let me tell you real quick about the Mortgage Minute guy. He recently, it's been a couple of weeks now, he told me about a new rule that's being enacted. It's a new law, actually, that by the federal government, and it will be fully in place by the beginning of next year. So, like, the first of next year. And then what it does is it forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits into the U.S. government's standards. And those standards only allow a 43% debt-to-income ratio. So if you take all your debt and you add it up, you know, so that's the mortgage payment that you will be paying and the... you know, your credit cards and your car payment and also add in the property taxes on that mortgage and, you know, that jet ski you bought or whatever it is. You add all that up, and if it comes to, you know, if it's more than 43% of your gross income, you're not getting the loan. Just not going to get it because the banks will be, at that point, liable to you, actually, for in case you ever go, you know, you default on the mortgage within the first 3 years. So this rule is for conforming loans, FHA loans, and VA loans, and now, so therefore, not now is the time to refinance or buy the home that you're looking for before you have to deal with all this extra paperwork and that crap that goes with it. Call Roger Schlesinger at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Get that mortgage that you're looking for, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Now, somebody asked me yesterday whether I have had any response from anybody who has used Roger Schlesinger and Mortgage Minute Guy.
Okay.
And the answer to that is, no, I haven't. But Roger says a lot of people call him from the ad. And I can tell you my listeners are the type that would definitely give me the bad news.
Right.
No news is good news.
So I'm going to say in this case that no news is good news. One of the reasons I'm saying it is somebody who's listening right now has probably had a good good response from MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and maybe they'll give me that story.
Yeah.
But I don't have one at this point. I don't have a good one, but I know that dozens and dozens of people have called as a result of the ads that we've done, maybe hundreds. But there you go, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. So, going on with this this article, Stephanie, the studio asked me to turn up my gain just a little bit, and I don't know how to do that.
Can I will do that? Yeah.
Great, thank you. So anyway, going on here from Stanley, this is from the ACLU. He says Stanley has more from Reason is talking about Stanley here. Stanley has more than speculation to go on. He points to an interview with former NSA analyst and whistleblower Russ Tice, who claims the Bush administration unleashed the NSA on Barack Obama back in 2004. He also told an interviewer just this summer that surveillance of high-ranking officials was common procedure for his former employers. So from Washington's blog here, this is the Tice fellow, Russ Tice, who's claiming this about the Bush administration. And you're not going to hear this about the Obama administration until after they're out of office. That's how these things work.
Right. So, but essentially they're saying that politicians were using the NSA to
spy on other politicians.
Isn't this kind of Watergate stuff?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah. Well, I just...
America's so jaded to stuff like this now that it wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think people hear that and they're like, eh, yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, they did that in Watergate, so what?
Yeah, we lost president last time, but anyway.
They went after, and I know this because I had my hands literally on the paperwork for those sort of things. They went after high-ranking military officers. They went after members of Congress, both Senate and the House, especially on the intelligence committees and on the armed service committees, and some of the, and judicial. But they went after other ones, too. They went after lawyers and law firms, all kinds of heaps of lawyers and law firms. They went after judges. One of the judges is now sitting on the Supreme Court that I had his wiretap information in my hand. Two are former FISA court judges. Now, I don't. At this point, this is a person talking, right? So, I mean, a high-level person whose name we have, who's willing, apparently, to stand by this stuff, mm-hmm. but that's the
And
point.
This is from the Bush administration?
Right. This is yeah. from Russ Tice from the Bush administration.
So those powers don't go away. They usually
no,
just
they get
expand.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Every time they get bigger.
Yeah, wait. I mean, I thought the NSA was only supposed to be used, against foreign
I think it's the CIA.
Really?
I'm sure that that's what people want to believe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the reality is it's used against everyone. And if you're one of those people who supported the Bush administration having the powers of the Patriot Act and being able to spy on you for your own safety and thought that was a good idea, ask yourself this. Do you think it's such a good idea when now that Obama's in control? Do you think it's such a good idea when the next person gets in control, whoever that might be?
That's really the biggest problem with presidential powers is what are they trying to do now? Okay, so I got one from Credo.com, which is like unapologetically democratic website out there that says, you tell Congress now that you want to do away with the debt ceiling. I'm like, typing out go to United. I just realized... Yeah, I'm not going to change these people's opinion on anything. I don't bother. But, they want to do away with the debt ceiling. Really? Democrats? You want to do away with the debt ceiling, you morons? I mean, that's crazy to do that. Give the Republicans the next time around, and they'll get it next time, all the military spending they want.
Oh, they would
all
love
the
that.
All the intelligence spending they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
More drones. That's all they want. And
well, unfortunately, most mainstream Democrats don't care about drones. They're just like, if you want health care, we got to do that. Yeah.
Well, they're that way.
We'll put up with some drones
when there's a Democrat in office. And we said this when we used to get all kinds of trouble, we'd have all kinds of Democrats loving the show and hating and Republicans hating on us during the Bush administration because we just didn't understand. And then near the end of the Bush administration, the Republicans are beginning to come around because they've had enough and everybody's sick of it. But at that point, of course, he's a lame duck. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
And then Obama comes around and suddenly the Democrats are like, I'm unfriending you. You people are terrible. whining and crying about, the stuff we talk about. Don't you understand? Well, I understand that there's no anti-war left in this country any longer. Now, now that we've got a Democrat in office, that you people will put up with anything, anything to get what you want, and it's disgusting that you have no spines. And I mean this for both parties, really.
Speaking of libertarians who are kind of filling in the only remaining small anti-war niche that's
left. I don't mean big L libertarians. I mean just people who believe in liberty generally.
Yeah, people who like freedom. You know, hearing this stuff about the NSA, I don't feel like as much of a target, you know, because I always assumed, okay, well, they're spying on everyone, but the people that they're going to target are the people who are political dissidents, who are expressing sentiments that, you know, this government is doing horrible things and let's stop. And no, they're actually just looking at each other and their political enemies.
They have as much computing power as they could possibly use.
Sure, but it still feels like they don't have as many humans. You know what I mean? Like
no, they don't have enough humans to do all the work.
Yeah, they can't disseminate all that information at once.
No, I mean, and we could get flagged in the system because we're posting stuff on Facebook about how, you know, the government's violating our civil liberties and stuff, but you know, if they're looking at their political enemies and if they care more about them, it takes some of the heat off of us, wouldn't you think?
Well, either way, I think this is going to end up being all of this happening is going to end up being a good thing in a roundabout way, because what's happening is, and I was a little concerned before, because like you said, you know, if a Republican president gets in next time, then, you know, a lot of the conservatives and Republicans aren't going to care about this NSA stuff, and they're just going to say, all right, let it fly. But what's happening is you're finding out that teenagers now, and there's stories out there that this is happening, teenagers are concerned about this. And so they're just, it's becoming part of their makeup, you know, part of their life to just encrypt everything they're doing. And the NSA is going to have a real problem because now unless someone wants to call in and say, oh, well, they've broken 256-bit encryption or they're doing this or that, and maybe they did.
I think they can get through pretty much. I think the Dread Pirate Roberts situation shows that they can get what they want.
Yeah, but there's an order of degrees as to how easy that is to do.
Agreed.
And I think that what's happening is that they're creating a world in which what they're doing now won't be possible anymore.
I agree with you in that sense. What I'm saying is that if they really, really, he was probably the most wanted man in the planet.
Yeah, yeah. If they really, really want to, then social engineering, it won't have anything to do with encryption. They're going to get you.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you feel safe?
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, well, one of my favorite topics here recently, which is the NSA and spying on Americans. And, pardon me, specifically, what I'm concerned with isn't them spying on me, because I really don't have that much exciting going on in my life. You know, if they want to see a lot of pictures of my kids, all they have to do is ask, because I'd love to show them. But and we can talk about that all day.
I don't know if Jack would like that.
Jack's a ham. And that's an interesting topic. Like, do kids own their image? And I think Brian posted on this on Facebook.
Yeah, I still don't have a clear-cut answer on that one. We can talk about
I think that it's...
No, well, do adults own their image?
I don't think anybody owns their image, but I think that I think that in modern society, one of the things that kids trade for room and board is the ability for me to talk about them. Essentially, you know, like a that's what Jack's trading for room and board.
Well, he didn't get a chance to agree to that.
He didn't. No, I suppose he could leave, right?
I mean, part of what was interesting to me was that with, like, say, Prism, with what the NSA is doing, are you harming your child by taking its picture? Because you're posting about what they're doing and what they're eating today, because you're just creating an enemy of the state, you know, cataloging them for the NSA. I mean, that's one of the things I wondered about with, you know, is taking a picture of a child and splattering it all over the place on Facebook or whatever, is that respecting the personhood of the child? But then most people think kids are kind of property anyway, right? So,
you know, I have a pet peeve when people dress
you
their...
You get yourself a little peeve zoo.
Maybe so. Well, you can judge for yourself, but it bothers me when people dress their kids up in silly little costumes like, look, my kid is a strawberry or a pea pod, and I'm going to take pictures of them. And meanwhile, the kid's got this uncomfortable hat. It's probably hot out. They just want to be naked. But no, they're dressed up like a pea pod.
They don't want to be naked.
And it's all for the parents' benefit. Well, so there's a few months in the summer when it gets pretty hot. You know, I've seen kids at these places in the malls where they have these costumes, and it's like, okay, probably a bunch of other kids have worn the same costume. You know, they just don't want to be there. They're not enjoying it, and it's all for the parents' benefit. benefit. It's using the child as a toy for the parent's benefit. It doesn't give anything to the child, and I don't think that's very respectful of the child as a person.
What do you think? I mean, so, like, one's life has value, and I wonder to myself, if we take away all the things that parents would want to do, I mean, parents want kids for some reason or another. Some of the reason that parents want kids is they make a neat accessory, right? I mean, let's just talk about it in its most basic terms.
Some I think that's too bad.
Somebody that they can dress up. And
I think that's sad.
Well, yeah. Isn't that what you're doing when you're teaching them things? Aren't you just dressing up their psyche?
Not really, because they need some skills to be able to be independent.
You're assuming that people are teaching them specific skills. What about
beliefs?
Okay,
well, we need to make a distinction between, between teaching them things that they need to become independent and just giving them something frivolous. Dressing them up as a strawberry does nothing to help them become an independent person, which is your job as a parent, right?
I don't know. Where did this job come from?
Okay, well...
Maybe it's their job to get dressed up as a peapod.
Well, everybody needs...
We're just assigning stuff here.
Okay, people need help to become adults, right? Kids need somebody to take care of them. They can't just be born and teach themselves
education
everything.
Education isn't free.
Okay, but the kid didn't ask to be born.
Nope.
That's the thing. You have created them. So putting any obligations on them or saying that they are obligated to give you their labor, their love, their image,
nope.
or anything like that, that doesn't fly.
Right, but if I would wonder to myself about the child that refused to give love based on the fact that it got dressed up as a peapod when it was 18 months
okay,
old?
Okay, well, then you're bringing up a point that's not... Obviously, dressing a kid up as a peapod is not the worst, most abusive thing you could do to a child. There's so many worse things that people do every single day. However, I think it is sort of a symptom of a problem, something that I see as a problem, which is when people don't treat their children as people, they treat them more as pets. Do you
see what
I'm saying?
I think that they're non-linguistic apes, which could be, you can certainly buy an ape and have as a pet.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be thought of as an ape.
You're not an ape?
No, I'm not an ape.
Dr. Murphy, you're an ape.
No, I am not.
Well, I mean, I agree. I don't like the word homo sapien. I think a more proper classification is pan sapien. Pan meaning ape, sapien meaning knowledge. But, you know, I don't know if that's saying that I'm an ape. I'm not, you know, I have
your primate without a tail.
So, yeah.
Unless you can prove otherwise.
But I do think, like what Stephanie's saying, brings an interesting problem to the fore in that I think a lot of, I'm not saying all, but I'm saying that a lot of people have children because they're bored, and they treat them like toys. They treat them just like the new thing that they needed. I mean, in our consumerist society, not that I have a problem with materialism and consumerism, but I'm just saying that in that society, it's like, okay, well, I'm feeling empty. I need to get something. And so they have a kid, and then what do? They instantly start dolling it up, just like the doll they had when they were, you know, 4 to 12 years old, or however old you were.
It's not really very fair to the kid because, you know, if you were thinking in the mindset of what does this kid need, you know, they probably need to be comfortable, right? They don't want to be wearing a costume.
Sure.
Right? Maybe they want to go play instead of sit there and pose for a picture, right?
Well, they need the attention of their mommy or daddy, and that's a good way to get it, is to dress up in a costume. My son loves costumes.
I don't know if that's a good way to get it, though, because maybe they need some other stuff. Maybe they need to be played with or have some food or something. Well, it's a game on the adult's terms. You see what I'm saying? It's
so we should only play games on the kids' terms?
I don't know.
Is this a relationship?
Games don't tend to be very fun. Yeah, it is a relationship, and we should treat the kids like they are a partner in that relationship.
They get a lot of attention on their terms, like, I need my diaper changed, like, you know...
So does that entitle you to use them as a plaything for your amusement? I don't think so.
Well, I think that if it's a relationship, and I'm willing to, and I'm certainly of the belief it is a relationship.
It's not a relationship that they ever had a chance to sign up for, though.
Agreed. They certainly didn't. It is a very unique relationship.
So I think,
relationship.
You know, because they never had a chance to sign up for it, a smart idea would be to treat them in such a way that they would want to sign up for it voluntarily and make sure that, you know, we're treating them in such a way that, that they voluntarily would want to be in that relationship. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship.
I think it's going
to
be different for every
somebody who dressed
right?
me up like a strawberry.
Well, my son loves to be dressed up. Loves to get dressed up himself. He goes and dresses himself up. So
okay, fine.
It's difficult, right? Like, this is the thing. Is like you're
if
coming
he's dressing
from
his,
a point it, of view where you saw some pictures on the internet of some kids who looked uncomfortable. I'm coming from the point of view where I've got a kid who likes to dress up. And
if
we're
he chooses
to,
the costume, it's a little different, though.
Well, he's five, and
yeah, I'm talking about parents who take a newborn baby
I
and put
him,
it in a cloud or in a cabbage or whatever the hell.
So
they do.
For Jack, for his I think it was 18 months or something like that for his Halloween, he was not capable of picking his costume. I picked it. I said, "This is the only Halloween I'm going to be able to pick his costume, and I'm picking Captain America." And I put a Captain America costume on him. We towed him around, had a great old time. He was just learning to walk. He did some trick or treating, and. You know, when he wanted to take the hat off, he took it off. When he wanted to keep it on, he kept it on.
Okay, well, there you go. So he has some choice in that matter. But
I don't think there's not too many kids that don't have choice in the area of keeping a hat on.
If they're posing for a picture. And
well, a picture is taken very, very briefly.
Yeah, well, sometimes a photo shoot can take a long time.
It can.
Anyway, it's not the worst thing that someone can do to their child, yes. But the issue is very important. You know, the issue of how do we relate to children? Don't you think that's an important question?
I think it's an interesting question to ask, but I don't think that necessarily I wouldn't propose for a second that I have the answers, and I would also propose that you don't have the answers.
But I don't have any children. I think it's important to figure it out if you're going to have children.
But I think if you wanted to explore this issue, maybe it's something someone should blog about. And if you want a great blog... You should go to squarespace.com.
There's a segue.
Hey, I'm good at these. I do really want to tell you about squarespace.com. I mean, when you go on the internet and you go to these sites and you see, you go to a certain website, you actually leave Facebook, I hope you do, and you see this just gorgeous, stunning presentation, like for stateless suites or something, you know, just this beautiful, beautiful site. And, you know, you're wondering, how did they do that? They must have spent hours and hours and years and days. And no, the secret to all those great-looking websites, or at least quite a few of them, because these are award-winning templates that you can get on Squarespace, is squarespace.com. Also now, I mean, the beauty of it is that not only do you get a great-looking website, but you get a great, great ability to offer products and offer commerce to people that read your blog or people, you know, that are visiting your site. The commerce features cannot be beat. Check out squarespace.com. Use the code FTL10 and, you know, you're going to get a great deal.
Isn't it 10% off?
10% off, yeah.
Yep. 855 450 free, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.